Now, the rest of the story. Debbie was 20, ambitious, and headed for a fall. You could tell by what she'd already done in life that there was so much more she wanted to do. She had once chased foul balls for the Oakland Athletics. She had performed with the Dolphins at SeaWorld. She had worked as a department store elf. And now this pretty, effervescent college dropout was wading in water too deep, and she was too young, and she was too inexperienced to realize it. Debbie wanted to go into business. Now, please understand, if only she'd had some previous acquaintance with the business world, or if she'd chosen a more plausible enterprise to embark upon, then somebody could have inspired some enthusiasm in someone else, and she'd have found some support among her colleagues. But everyone was advising Debbie against taking such a fatal step into such a surefire failure. For example, her husband Randy, otherwise most supportive, but he was an economist. He had a good business head. From everything he knew about business, he knew this business would flop. He told Debbie, "Don't believe me. Read the independent market analysis on that subject." So Debbie read the relevant reports. And what she did comprehend from what she read made it clear that the business venture she was proposing was too risky even to attempt. But Debbie was undaunted. She asked her husband if she could consult some of his business executive clients. He said, "Fine," but the executive shook their heads. "Bad idea. Never work. Forget it," they said. She even visited one fellow, a marketing specialist with one of the most aggressive and market-sensitive corporations in the whole world. He told her out flatly, "Debbie, nobody's going to buy it." So with the professional experts solidly against her, Debbie turned for encouragement to a likely source, her family. That was another wrong turn. Her mother-in-law told her it'll never work. Her in-laws further expressed their concern that should Debbie make this rash investment in time and money, she and Randy could wind up broke and maybe unhappy with each other. Even Debbie's own mother was frightened at the prospect. "Don't do it," warned Mom. So Debbie sought moral support from her old college friends. Again, she was disappointed. A catastrophe waiting to happen, they said. In the final analysis, nobody had the slightest encouragement to offer. It was husband Randy who at last took pity on Debbie. He was certain that the business venture his wife proposed would end in disaster, but he was equally certain that Debbie would have to find out for herself. So he swung a loan of $50,000, chalking the sure loss up to a learning experience, and he presented the money to his grateful bride. Now it was time for Debbie to stand on her own. With $50,000 of borrowed money. Well, stand she did. The business that bought its wings for $50,000 last year grossed $150 million. And it almost doubled the earnings from the previous year. There are now more than 700 outlets all across the United States for what's being called the fastest growing enterprise of its kind. And just so the cheerless leaders will know, since its inception 11 years ago, there has never, ever been one solitary month of red ink in the remarkable history of Debbie's surefire flop. A risky business called Mrs. Fields Cookies. And now you know the rest of the story.